An aide to former Governor Mitt Romney's failed 2012 presidential campaign thinks the Republican Party needs to change how it conducts politics for the next presidential election. For one, Gabrielle Schoenfeld says the GOP has relied too much on consultants. Schoenfeld has written an e-book titled A Bad Day in the Romney Campaign, an insider's account on what he says went wrong inside the campaign. He joined us recently from a studio in New York, where we started by diving into what he says was another campaign blunder. You spent quite a bit of the book talking about foreign policy and the campaign and how the Romney foreign policy team largely failed. For example, you write that in October 2011, the campaign unveiled a team of almost six dozen foreign policy heavyweights, advisors, who wrote policy and proposals that went largely unread and ignored.
The advisors were there, I think, largely for show, it turns out. The foreign policy team inside the campaign had an interest in keeping them at arm's length, both because their advice wasn't really needed since the campaign wasn't doing very much in the foreign policy realm, and because they were angling for power and influence within the campaign. And there was a lot of territoriality in the campaign, a lot of turf protecting that kept those advisors at arm's length. So when Mitt Romney went on his foreign trip, particularly the first leg to London, he didn't have a senior foreign policy guy for any of these senior foreign policy advisors with him. He was relying on his chief policy man who really knew nothing about foreign policy. He wasn't briefed about what to say, what not to say, and he made a series of mistakes that cost him dearly.
You say that straight through all the foreign policy mistakes was the notion that if the campaign had just reflected after the fact on what happened, then maybe it would have learned and not had blunder after blunder. But you say the campaign was, quote, not a place that encouraged reflection.
The campaign did not learn from its mistakes. It was repeatedly in the area of foreign policy chasing headlines, which is not the way to talk about foreign policy. It creates an image of opportunism, and that's what Mitt Romney was tarred as, even though, in fact, the private man that I know is really a statesman.
Away from foreign policy, you write that from your point of view, there was a specific death knell for the campaign in the 47% remark. And what we're talking about here is that video that leaked from a private fundraiser when Romney was quoted as saying there are 47% will vote for the president no matter what. Those dependent on government care. My job is not to worry about those people. What was damaging from your particular point of view in that?
For a campaign that was running on the slogan, "We believe in America," that was a very deeply pessimistic vision of America, of voters. They were beyond his reach of his arguments, no matter how cogent they were. I think that was one of the saddest moments of the campaign for me, was that to hear Mitt Romney say that.
Why was that so troubling for you? Because it meant from his point of view that a significant portion of the voters can and were bought off?
Well, I just think it's flatly wrong. It doesn't speak to the better angels of the American electorate. People, no matter how dependent they may be, are ultimately open to arguments, and those arguments need to be made. And I don't think the campaign even tried to make an argument to reach those people. It wrote them off.
In all of this, in all of these blunders, what was the Romney campaign's view of voters and how voters were taking all this in?
The people I was familiar with, I think, were thought of voters as consumers, who on November 6th, 2012, would be forced to choose between two competing products. And their task was to, very much in business terms, to try and make Romney a better known brand, a better liked brand, and ultimately a better seller. And from their point of view, this meant matching Romney to the preferences of voters as those preferences were expressed in polls and focus groups. And I think that's just the wrong way to go about politics. It's the opposite of leadership.
So how much of the failures of the campaign do you put on Romney himself? And I ask because you wrote with some criticism that a man celebrated for his management prowess delegated an immense amount of decision-making power to individuals who failed to carry out that responsibility.
Well, ultimately, the buck does stop with the candidate. But the crucial thing for him is picking the right people. He picked the wrong people. He had some very talented people, but he also had some people who ran the campaign into the ground.
So what do Republicans get out of this for the next time around?
I think we need to pick a candidate who doesn't rely so much on the consultants, doesn't buy the snake oil they're selling, who speaks from the heart, knows what he wants to do, where he wants to bring the country, and is not afraid to lead.
Some campaign staffers discredit your account, saying you were not in high-level meetings where decisions about strategy took place. What's your response to that?
That's true. I wasn't in those meetings. I played a pretty important role in the early phases. As time grew and the staff grew and there were more and more hands on deck, my role receded. But I had an excellent perch to examine what happened, to see what happened. And I think my book reflects that fact.
Gabriel Schoenfeld, author of A Bad Day in the Romney Campaign, an insider's account. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
It was a pleasure.
Gabriel Schoenfeld is currently a senior fellow at the conservative-leaning think tank, the Hudson Institute.